What's up, K-State Nation? This is the Purple Project Podcast coming at you on this Friday, September 9th, 2022, ahead. Less than what? Way less than 24 hours until kickoff here in Manhattan, Kansas, of the renewed rivalry between the Missouri Tigers and the Kansas State Wildcats. Your K-State Wildcats. Eddie Greer, your host of the Purple Project Podcast, covering all things K-State. And by now, episode 119 of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly Edition is up, along with earlier the postcast of the South Dakota recap with me and my co-host Alex Aiden. If you have not checked it out, get on it right now. A lot of good stuff, especially episode 119, our newest episode as well. So if you're a K-State fan, you love more K-State content from a different perspective and want more than just football and basketball, this is the podcast right here for you as well. Make sure you're subscribed to this podcast here. But yes, K-State volleyball, I know they still have a game to go, so I'm recording this in between games. Game two post-cat might not be, because after the Mizzou game, I got to go to Kansas City for one of the bigger KC races on Sunday morning, which is the 10K. On Sunday, which is going to be a postcast on that. There's going to be, obviously, my week five recap of my Road to Dallas documentary. Yes, Kate. Yes, folks. A lot of stuff's going on in this neck of the woods. So, but yeah, if I don't get to game two, I will record game two. If I don't happen to post before I leave, that's going to have to be because their next game won't be till the end of the week anyway. So I'm going to have to fit that in the next week's schedule somewhere. But it's going to be there. Just might not be right away, but this will be up right away. Game one, Rutgers. I mentioned this on the weekly edition. This was probably going to be their hardest opponent. K-State just took care of Rutgers in the first game of the Ramla Challenge in the Windy City of Chicago, Illinois. Another sweep of these opponents there. The defense was the star of the show in this one a few hours ago there. K-State there with 12 and a half blocks to pretty much put Rutgers in an offensive slump. Only a 90.096 efficiency for them en route to an easy sweep. Now, they did escape set one, 28 to 26 there, but after that, 25-19, and then, of course, having to hold off the pesky Lady Scarlet Knights there, 25-22, to complete the three-set sweep of Rutgers there. Aaliyah Carter. We haven't even mentioned her in some of these postcasts. Dooley. Why? Because of her teammate, 1B. Yeah, 1B, you know, Elena Baca, who's been the biggest story so far here in 2022 for the volleyball team. But Aaliyah Carter did lead in game one. 13 kills, and then, of course, Shaylee Myers has been, Shaylee Myers, Ava LeGrand, I talked about them a little bit over the summer, them coming over, getting a scholarship. These girls are freshmen, not Carter. Myers and LeGrand, they're both freshmen, and they are making a huge impact right now on this volleyball team right now as well. Backing up here, Sydney Boulding and Myers, Shaylee Myers, led the way with 6 blocks apiece there. Lauren Hinkle, another big game, added 4 apiece right there as well. K-State on a 42-24 advantage in total kills there. Wildcats, 7 of them produced multiple kills, and 5 of them finished with multiple blocks. This K-State team, this volleyball team right now, they can hurt you in a lot of different ways, and we're seeing that here as we get in 1/4 of the season here. They have just been very impressive. And yes, they lost this UCF, but they had a chances there. They're very impressive against a very talented Golden Knights team. Another nice team, though. They take care of them in a sweep there in Chicago, Illinois, there as well. Katie Fernholtz logged 7 kills in the game on 15 swings without an error produced. Haley Warner matched Fernholtz with that total, and then added on 6 kills as well. Mackenzie Morris, match high 17 digs. And once again, K keeps that streak alive. Eighth straight match that she reached double digits in digs to start the season there as well. Lauren Hinkle added out 35 assists, added on an ace as well. Molly Ramsey turned in her second straight match with multiple aces in picking up two there as well. Z Fritz there. On this game against Rutgers, the first of three. Well, of course, this is part of a doubleheader here. In a little bit, they're going to be taking on Loyola Chicago here in another 2 hours as I'm recording this postcast of Game 1 of the Ramblers Challenge. Susie Fritz, after the fact, quote, "I thought the difference down the stretch was just serving productivity. I thought out block was terrific. Haley and Cindy were doing some really nice things to be disruptive. Kaylee as well. I'm excited." Okay, now my computer wants to do some silly things here. Okay, I'm excited about the part of our game and being able to tie that serve to block to dig sequence. Mac Morris was doing Mac Morris things as well. I think anytime you can hold an opponent below a buck, you're feeling pretty good about the defense effort there as well. And then she comments on the outside hitters again in this. We want to use all of them. They are really good and all give us something a little bit different. We're in a stretch right now where we got 4 matches in 4 days. In 3 and 24 hours, to be able to do that and feel comfortable and confident with whoever we put out there is a huge benefit, not just now, but down the road, end quote, as well. A couple hours, they'll be taking on Loyola Chicago, and they down Rutgers to 4-3. K-State continues to navigate their non-con schedule. Now they're up to 7-1. That will likely change once this podcast goes up at midnight tonight, which I'm going to schedule that at midnight. So it very well could be 8-1, or it could be an upset of Loyola Chicago. It'll be 7-2, but this will go up at midnight. But the weekly podcast 119 by now should, when you listen to this, should be already be posted. So I got a lot of content here to get posted out here, hopefully. And by the way, if you're going to be looking for the high school Kansas scoreboard Saturday, I am hoping, that's going to be the first thing I do tomorrow, get that knocked out. And hopefully, the plan is hopefully to have that in prime time on Saturday night. If not, definitely on Sunday afternoon, somewhere in there, or possibly even Monday morning, possibly. But yeah, I'm just letting you guys know that now. If you're looking for that, because I like doing that, because the next option B came open. So you know what? I'm gonna do something a little different on this podcast. So yeah, so the high school I'm gonna do is scores around the state of Kansas, including those that you care about. Manhattan, obviously. In action tonight. I believe they're on the road in Topeka somewhere. I can't think of who it is. I know Rock Creek is playing at St. Mary's. Junction City is playing as well. And then there is Walmigo in there. So those four in particular, we focus on those teams. And then, of course, around the league as well, around the state of Kansas. So, again, I'm just forewarning you guys now that if I don't get it out on tomorrow, sometime in there, it will be posted either Sunday when I get back. Of course, I'm going to be going from the Plaza 10K in KC to the Jordy Nelson Softball Classic. That did not get mentioned in the weekly. I'm going to mention it right now. So, Jordy Nelson Classic, Sunday at Toynton Family Stadium at 1 Central Time. But before that, there's going to be festivities going on as well. I think the festivities start at 11 a.m. So I might come in the back end of that, but I will definitely be in time for the game at 1 at Toynton Family Stadium. Last year, the first annual Jordy Nelson Softball Classic was at Bill Steiner Family Stadium, which, now looking back at it, you know, I don't know why they had it at a football stadium anyway. Didn't really make any sense then. Does definitely make sense this year. Obviously, congratulations go out to celebrating the 10-year anniversary of the Big 12 baseball team, folks. 10 years anniversary of the Big 12 championship for K-State baseball. Went down this evening, so I'm speaking into existence as I sit here and record this podcast. So yeah, again, a lot here this weekend, including here tomorrow morning. I cannot wait to walk towards the stadium, Bill Snyder Family Stadium. It is going to be something. It's going to be something, and I'm looking forward to the game. So I'm looking forward to the rest of the weekend. I'm excited as well. You guys should be excited about this volleyball team. They're 7-1, and by tonight, they could very well be 8-1. We'll see what happens. It's Loyal Chicago here in just a bit. The Pearl Project Podcast, postcast, P-Triple-P. Get it wherever you get your podcast. That is going to wrap things up from here for now. If you're not... sometimes you just gotta laugh. You gotta laugh. But anyways, you're not subscribed to the podcast. Get it. Do it now. Wherever you get your podcast. And join in on the fun with myself and my co-host, Alex Aiden, as we continue to roll out K-State content almost every day for you. So you won't try to keep you guys in the loop. I know the main podcast focus on football and basketball, and that's totally fine. That's awesome. But this podcast is a little bit different than theirs. We want to focus all things Kansas State. So you love your K-State Wildcats, this is the podcast to subscribe to as well. Enjoy the weekend. Hey, stay tuned for the weekend for more. We're going to have more coming out here. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats. We out.